Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're a vape.
Huh? Yeah, I got to.
I get it.
I don't smoke cigarettes no more, so. Even though I did smoke a cigarette with Chad the other day.
Yeah, I felt real bad.
I told you, but I would smoke them. I'm over it. Every time I smoke one, it makes me realize why I hate it now.
Well, that's good. I felt like an enabler.
No, All right. Worry about it. I might smoke one in Vegas. That place gives me, I got too much PTSD. I've done some fucked up shit out there. But no, I'm off the cigarettes. I don't even really smoke this like that.
That shit tastes like candy. That's the problem.
This is, what is this? Watermelon ice, yeah. I'm black. All right, ready.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, dude? Coming to y'all live from Wild Mate Studios, it's the Danny Brown Show here in beautiful Austin, Texas. I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all fellas doing?
Great, Danny. Yo, what's up? Always good to have you in here.
Yeah. I got CR Wine Shake from This Bitch Podcast in the house. How you doing, lady?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here. I haven't done this show before.
I know, yeah. I just talk about random dumb shit, so.
Perfect.
It's okay. You've been hanging out in Austin, Texas for a minute now?
Yeah, I've been coming out like once a month for shows and all kinds of stuff, podcasts.
Do you like it out here?
Yeah, I like it out here, but I'm an L.A. bitch.
L.A. bitch?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I like the ocean.
Yeah, there's no oceans in Texas.
No oceans. Do you like Austin?
Yeah. I mean, they say keep Austin weird, and I think I'm a weirdo. So I think I'm like at home here.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and plus, I just got too used to the weather now. Even though today is pretty foggy, shitty day. But now I can't. I mean, being right now, I know back home in Michigan, it's probably like fucking freezing, black ice everywhere. That's the worst shit.
Yeah. Well, also, but the summer here is hot as fuck.
Yeah. But I mean, I used to complain about it a lot.
Yeah.
But I think I got to the point where I'm used to it. Only thing that kind of throws it off is that, being that it's so fucking hot, everywhere you fucking go is fucking freezing indoors. So
yeah.
It kind of like throws you off and you might could get sick or some shit. But I've been handling it pretty good, man. I just like Austin, man. It's just, I don't know. It's a lot of weirdos here, man. So it's been good, man.
Yeah, I like your outfit.
Thank you. This my boy, Dumb My Duck. Shouts out. L.A. Yeah, L.A. Well.
He made it.
Yeah. He does all his custom work and shit. He got a online shop so y'all can check him out. But yeah, I had just Instagram.
That looks sick. Did he paint it?
I don't know what the fuck he be doing, but you actually could take the pants apart and put the pants on your sleeves and make your jacket really
what?
Big and crazy. And then it also has like, you know, some cowboy shit going.
That's cool.
So yeah, so I mean, with this last project I just did, I mean, I was going through Instagram. You know, I look at clothes and shit. I just follow like a lot of fashion shit. And I just came across his shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This motherfucker making crazy shit. So he actually been styling me for like my last run for this album. And I want to keep him going. I actually need to get him to make me some shit for this tour coming up. Y'all can check me out. You know, hit me up. Come through. But yeah, I want to make some shit for this tour. But the most fucked up shit he has styled my last video. And he sent me a shit ton of clothes. And then I had them for a minute, and then I had to fucking send them back to him through FedEx, and FedEx lost the fucking clothes.
No.
Yeah. So I've been fucking going back and forth with them trying to figure it out how to get these fucking clothes. And so, yeah, Doug, I'm still on it. Don't worry about it, Doug. All right, we'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys. You can always hit me up. Ask Danny. Danny at the DannyBrownShow.com. It's Danny at the DannyBrownShow.com. First up, we got MILFzilla.
Ask Danny.
Good name.
Dear Mr. Danny, my mother-in-law is a bona fide silver fox, 5'1 C cups and a dumpy. She just turned 50 and has been acting strange around me for the past 6 months. The last time I was over there, she told me to pull my wiener out right in front of my wife and her sister.
No.
They were all smiling at me like they were waiting. I felt like this is a trap, Danny. Now I believe she knows that I've been wanting to smash her and does things like pick stuff right up in front of me, takes her sweet time picking it up, hugs with her hands lower than they should be. What should I do? Half of me wants to do the right thing, but the other half of me is just to catch her upstairs on a Sunday night and lay it on her forehead. Please help. Yours truly, Cheese Wiener.
Cheese Wiener?
I feel like you can probably answer this question better than me, coming from a woman's point of view. Does she really want it? Or is she just one of those, you know, some of those older ladies be a little feisty.
Maybe she's just like a little flirty and horny and cheesy wiener, whatever. First of all, he called his dick a wiener. That's already the number one red flag for me.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't want to see a wiener. I want to see a dick.
Okay.
You know, not a wiener.
I mean, just the fact that it's your mother-in-law. I feel like, you know, you got to have some type of discipline and resistance somewhere.
Some type of boundary.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact it's your mother-in-law. I mean, I don't, you know, I feel like, I don't know. Older women do be a little flirty sometimes, you know. I think, you know, as they age, they get hornier. They get into their teenage years. You know, that shit start kicking in and they just get, I don't know. But for me personally, man, no, you got to just, she just probably having fun. And they setting you up for failure. Probably. She probably told your wife that you ain't shit. And she's like, watch, I'm going to prove it to you. You know?
Yeah. And also, like, who wants to fuck their mother-in-law, really?
Yeah, that's just, it's got to be boundary set. I mean, it's hard for men. Men don't have no discipline.
Oh, but, I've seen it.
A man with discipline is like a god, you know? So
a god?
Yeah, man. You could tell a bitch, if you could say no. Like, that's like the main thing for a man, to be able to say no and be like, no, I'm not going to just whip my dick out on her forehead.
I'm not going to just whip my dick out on her forehead. On my mother-in-law's forehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we all want to do it, so. Not saying I'm let me stop. All right.
You'd like to whip your dick out on your mother-in-law's forehead.
No. I love my girl. I'm not.
Sarah, real quick, you have a little bit of lipstick on your
On my teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I look like a crazy secretary. Is it off?
Let me see. Yep, you're all good.
All right, well, moving on. Moving on from the lipstick accident of 2024.
Is that a hard thing for women? Like, they just always...
No, I don't know why. For me, it's a hard thing. I'm always getting lipstick on my teeth like someone's weird secretary.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like an old Jew lady.
All right, next up we got Don't Smile. Hey, Danny, I'm a 19-year-old kid named Dylan from Lincoln Park. Shout out to Lincoln Park, Michigan. Or like we call it Downriver. Yeah, Downriver, man. It's a lot going on in Downriver. Anyways, about 8 months ago, I got jumped and ended up losing my front tooth in a beating. I found it hard to find women who will accept me for what I look like now. So my question to you, do I tell them before I meet them or let them know on their own? Because I have a false tooth, I don't like wearing it because I sound all lispy. Feel like the missing tooth definitely adds character, but is it a good character? Dylan.
No, get a tooth.
As a person that didn't have a tooth for a long time, it definitely is. You could lose like a lot of self-esteem. It's like because there've been a lot of times where I've met girls or something. And then I'll be talking. I mean, before I even talk to them, they'd be like, oh, you can see they smiling or they looking at you cool. As soon as you say something, they'd be like, oh.
Yeah, dude.
Like, what happened? Yeah, my shit was all fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah. But I actually didn't really care about getting my teeth fixed. I actually just did it for health purposes. It was like my dentist was telling me like it could lead to like heart problems and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I got my teeth fixed and. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I liked my missing tooth better. I thought it
gives you character.
Yeah, I thought I was cool.
It looks cool on you, but I don't know how cool it looks on most people.
I mean, you just got to own that shit.
You know? Yeah,
that's
yeah,
more
yeah,
like
yeah.
With anything else. Like, I feel like people need to own their flaws. That's what makes them. It's what separates them from everybody else. You know?
Right.
So, but yeah. So you wouldn't date a guy with a missing tooth?
Depends on which tooth.
What you mean?
If it was in the front and center, no.
My shit was front and center, and the other one was chipped. But actually, my teeth, I don't know, it's like they had it out for me. I don't know. God was just like, this motherfucker don't need no teeth. Because I got hit by a car when I was a kid. And
you did?
Yeah. I got hit by in the fucking KFC parking lot.
No.
Ain't that some nigga shit? Fucking,
No.
I was fucking, I took my homeboy bike. And then he was like, you know, I was riding his bike around and shit. And he's like, bring me my bike. Bring me my bike. And I just ran into the fucking street, not even looking both ways and shit, and got hit by a car. But the crazy part about that that I remember the most is that when I got hit by the car and I was in the air, I was like floating in the air. It seemed like time stopped or some shit. Like, I do remember that. Like, I was like in an alternate universe or something. Like, everything stopped. Like, and everything was just going slow, and I fell and broke my tooth. And then, but I went and got my tooth fixed. My mom went and got my tooth fixed and shit. So then I had a fucking, you know, a little fake tooth or whatever. Then I was messing around with my cousin. He pushed me down. I hit my tooth on the leg of a table. And then it broke again.
You need a mouth guard.
Exactly. I just want to say, God had it out for me. Then I just had these chipped teeth. And then I was like playing basketball in high school. And fucking somebody came down with an elbow me in my mouth. Knocked that tooth out. So then I had a missing tooth and a chipped tooth. And then it just was like, fuck it, man. I ain't had no fucking dental insurance. I'm in a hood and shit. So I just was just rocking a missing tooth. But I've seen girls, like cute girls with like gaps and shit or like missing teeth or something, you know?
Some. But also, like, sometimes women with missing teeth, it's like a little methy looking. A little meth mouthy.
Yeah. I guess
you know what I mean?
Hope people didn't think I was on no meth shit.
I mean, no, you looked cool.
I mean, yeah, I tried. I tried my best.
You looked cool.
I tried my best.
Chipped teeth and a gap.
Get in on a UFC 298 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. It's amazing with DraftKings to watch the UFC because now you got more into the fight. You need your fight to win so you can make some big money. Download the DraftKings Sports app now and use code DANNYB. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code DANNYB. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Smoking cannabis doesn't have to hurt. Upgrade to Freeze Pipe today and experience smoother clouds without the throat burn, chest pain, or coughing attacks. Freeze Pipe makes a unique line of freezable pipes, bubblers, bongs, and more that cool smoke by over 300 degrees. Every piece is made of thick glass and creates clouds so cold you'll check if the bowl is even lit. The secret is freezable glycerin chambers that come on every piece. Pop one of these chambers in the freezer for 1 hour and as smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled for a relaxing experience without the afterburn or coughing. And one thing we know, when you're smoking, you don't want that coughing. Also, they make great, amazing pieces, man. They look great, man. American owned and with over 100,000 happy customers, Freeze Pipe is your solution to smoke like royalty without paying a king's ransom. Shop now at thefreezepipe.com and use code DANNYB for 10% off your entire order. That's thefreezepipe.com and code DANNYB for 10% off. Order today and get free shipping and say goodbye to harsh smoke forever. Whether you're a seasoned gym goer or just trying to get your fitness journey started, FitBod will push you to make progress. It's like having your own personal trainer, but better. It's cheaper. You can work out anywhere with or without equipment. And it's easy to build a custom fitness plan that works for you. We all know summer's coming up and we all got to be in shape. You want to take your shirt off and have that good summer bod. FitBod creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, fitness level, and available equipment. Fitbod also adapts as you improve, so each workout will be challenging and push you to make progress. And it has over 1,000 demonstration videos to help you learn new movements the right way. Add Fitbod to your workout essentials. Join Fitbod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/DannyB. That's Fitbod, FITBOD.ME/DannyB. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from. Keto, calorie smart, vegan, slash veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. What you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Factor is the perfect solution you're looking for. Upscale options done easily. You just have to pop their restaurant quality meals in the microwave for 2 minutes and they're ready to enjoy. They also have a wide variety of smoothies and snacks to keep you satisfied throughout the day. Head to factormeals.com/DannyB50 and use code DannyB50 to get 50% off. That's code DannyB50 at factormeals.com/DannyB50 to get 50% off. All right, next up we got weird food combos. Do you have any weird food combos that work?
Me?
Yeah.
What would be considered a weird food combo?
I seen recently that Sonic has a cheeseburger with peanut butter on it. And for some reason, I kind of felt like that might work.
That might work?
Because peanut butter is like, you think peanut butter don't match with a lot of shit, but it kind of do, you know?
Peanut butter on a burger?
I mean, it might just blend right in, you know?
Yeah. Peanut butter and a burger is crazy, though.
I don't think I got any, the peanut butter bacon. Yeah, the peanut butter bacon burger. I don't know, man. I'm down to try it. But Sonic just suck in general. You know,
I've never been to Sonic.
Sonic, they got the good drinks and shit. That's really what their whole thing is. Like the cherry limeades and all that kind of shit. They got the fire drinks, but as far as like the food, no, I don't really think that's their expertise. They don't really be...
They're sleeping on the food.
They don't really feel like they put no love in it. It's just be like, man, they just throw that shit and give it to you, man. So Sonic, man.
It's like Dairy Queen food.
Yeah, I lived close to a Sonic, so that used to be like my quick shit I can grab. They got some nice little like French toast sticks in the morning.
I fuck
with those. But yeah, peanut butter bacon burger. I mean, I'm down to try anything once. But I don't really think I got no really like crazy food combos. Like I'm not like a foodie type of motherfucker, man. I only kind of eat once a day.
Once a day? Yeah. In the middle of the day?
No, I'm mostly at night.
Really? To eat.
Yeah, probably like around like 6 p.m.
Really?
Something like that.
One meal at 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Intermittent fasting.
I don't do it on purpose though. I just don't be hungry in the morning.
I'm not hungry really in the morning either.
I think it's more so when I'm on the road because I know I got to eat just to be able to, you know,
perform.
But if I'm at home, yeah, I don't really be eating like that. I think it's all those years of Adderall abuse.
Yeah, I was on Adderall too.
I know. Is there still an Adderall shortage?
Yeah, there is.
Is that still a thing?
There's still a shortage.
I've been seeing lately been fake Adderall. Motherfuckers just giving you meth pills.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, there's like a Adderall shortage and all the people in LA that are on Adderall are tripping out right now.
Yeah, that's been going on for like a year or something right now. I didn't realize, I used to do so much Adderall, I didn't realize it was making me crazy.
Oh, me either.
I thought...
was like, my closet looks so organized.
I just thought I was being like productive and shit, but it does, after you do it for so long, you do get these crazy mood swings and shit.
You get crazy.
And you just be talking too fucking much, saying shit you don't need to be saying.
Yeah, and you can't shut up. You're just talking about the same thing in circles. But then, you think you're really talking about something.
Yeah. And then if you throw some liquor in the mix, you just pretty much did coke at that point.
Yeah.
You just fucking
yeah.
Wired up, just talking too much crazy shit. But yeah, I mean, I started with Adderall because... just writing songs. I remember the first time I did Adderall, I wrote like 5 songs that night. I was like, oh my God.
I know.
This is like the limitless pill.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought it was great. But then it got to the point where just after doing it for so many years, I just do one for no reason.
I know.
You just sitting around.
Sitting around all cracked out, watching TV. Like, should I be folding clothes right now?
I would be doing shit. I would be like, it would make me, Yeah, but it did make me crazy, though. I did know that I'd be having, like, just crazy mood swings and be, like, all extra.
Because when you're, like, coming down from Adderall, it's, like, it feels like speed or something, or, like, coke.
Yeah.
Like, you crash, you know?
It definitely wasn't a good look. I mean, I'm glad it's a shortage. I mean, people don't
need it.
I mean, the crazy part to me is that what I realized about Adderall, like, I was doing, like, you know, I just imagine, like, kids. Like, you mean to tell me, like, they prescribe, like, elementary kids fucking Adderall and you just in class, like, zonked out? Like,
no, that's so crazy. Think about how intense it is for an adult and then a cracked out kid.
Fucking coloring, just fucking being perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't going outside the lines or nothing. You just got a fucking Picasso pick and shit.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Peanut Monster. Danny, I eat peanuts whole, like with the shell. Am I weird? I think it adds more flavor. Would you try this? Shouts out, Caitlin. I eat peanut shells.
No, you guys are crazy. What do you mean you eat peanut shells?
That's the saltiest part. That's the saltiest. Now, it depends on what kind of peanut. I feel like sunflower seeds are the best with that.
Sunflower seeds are not peanuts, though.
Actual, like, real peanuts. I've done it before. I mean, I would, like, bite the shell and, like, suck on it for a long time.
Sunflower seeds are hard to separate.
Yeah.
The shell from the seed.
And you know what's the crazy part? Like, you can buy, like, shellless, you know, like shellless pistachios or like shellless sunflowers. They don't taste the same without the shell. I mean, the shell brings the character. Like,
the shell is the core of the flavor.
Yeah, like they don't taste right without the shell. But yeah, peanuts, I really do love a good fresh, you know what I'm saying? You know, when yeah. they come fresh out, they kind of warm and shit, extra salty and shit. I do love. I'm definitely a peanut guy.
Yeah, I like peanuts.
But you don't eat the shell. I mean, you never eat the shell.
No, it's crazy. I mean, I'm sure I've, like, sucked on the shell while eating a peanut before, but I prefer it shellless.
I know me, as just being a dick sometime, I guess this was during my Adderall phase, I will always, every time I get on a plane, I will always tell them I had a peanut allergy, so couldn't nobody else get peanuts.
No.
I don't know, just to be a dick. Like, you know what? Fuck that. Ain't nobody getting peanuts on this flight.
No.
You a troll, bro.
Yeah, I would just do that shit. Cause you ever been on a flight and they pass out peanuts and shit and everybody eating peanuts? And it was just, I mean, you know, when you on a plane, man, them smells just, they just stick with you. Like, you just feel like I'm in a jar of peanut butter. So I just be like, man, I don't want to smell peanuts everywhere, man.
Yeah, dude.
Like if you bring McDonald's on a plane, you're pretty much a terrorist. Like, they could just ban you. You can just get banned from bringing a Big Mac.
Imagine bringing something like an egg salad.
No, I've seen people get
tuna.
People get crazy on them flights. People get crazy, especially them longer flights.
People get crazy.
Yeah, people get crazy. I just keep like a trail mix, you know, just get like a Chex mix or something like that situation, but. For the most part, man, yeah, everything on. Yeah, I've seen this video before right here. The bitch brought the crab boil on the plane. That was like,
no.
Yeah, that's some straight up hood shit. And they thought they was doing some baller shit. Like, let me take pictures of this shit. You know what fucking lobster and fucking shrimp smell like inside of a plane, man?
That is so nasty.
Yeah, look at it. They took pictures like we in first class. This is how we really doing it. We eating lobster in first class. She should have got banned, though. They should put that bitch on the ban list for that shit, though, man. You got to just be, I don't know, man. That's one thing. When I see videos of people like fighting in the airport or like doing shit like that, that was like, if there's one place I do have like discipline, it is fucking airports. Like, you can cuss me out. You can do anything. I'm not getting on no ban list from no flights.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Like, because I don't know, man. Like, I've seen it's nothing worse to me, even though I've done it before too, but like when motherfuckers be coming to the airport with sandals on and shit, and you just see motherfuckers' feet everywhere, and you know you got to go through TSA, you just walking through barefoot, like, fuck,
cover it up.
I mean, I've done it before, but it was just a wild night.
You've gone barefoot?
I mean, you know, just wore like my sandals because that just was a wild night. Probably end up going to sleep a little too late, probably right an hour before I had to leave, and just have to just grab my shit together and get and motherfucker be on planes bare. It'd be cold on the floors too, so. This is the crazy thing. I do take my shoes off on plane, though.
You do?
Yeah, but I mean, I got socks on.
You go sock out on the plane?
Yeah. I got to get comfortable, especially to sleep.
You sleep on the plane?
All the time, yeah. For some reason, the plane is like the easiest place for me to sleep. I'd be knocked out before for that shit take off.
Really?
Yeah. Is it what? You scared of flights?
I don't know. I don't like the idea of just being sock out.
Yeah, I mean, if it's gonna go down, I'd rather just wake up and be like, "Oh shit, I'm in hell." It'll be experiencing because I have been through some close calls on flights.
Really?
One time we was on a little ass plane. We was somewhere in Europe, and it was just like we got caught in a thunderstorm, and it was like you can just see the fucking lightning going off in front of your window. I was like, "Fuck!" I just put on Sufjan Stevens. And I was like, fuck it. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out like this, you know.
Sufjan Stevens. That is very, like, soft, calming music.
The easiest thing to die to. I was like, all right.
No.
If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out to Carrie and Lowell. Fuck it, man. So do you listen to a lot of music? Are you, like, a music person?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of music.
Because some people, like, they only listen to music, like, in their cars and shit.
Yeah, I listen to it in my car. I listen to it when I'm cleaning a lot.
I'm more of a shower music guy.
Shower's a good time.
I got a shower playlist, or like, you know, picking out clothes and shit for the day and shit like that. So what are your top five artists or bands?
Top five artists or bands. Okay, let's see. Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
You're
a little too young. I don't even think Fleetwood Mac.
I like them.
Yeah, they're fire.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
some fire. The Rolling Stones.
The Stones?
Yeah. I like boomer music. I'm trying to think who else.
Was this like bands your parents put you on?
Yeah. Or this is that like, I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see what else. Was on my playlist right now. I'm gonna look at my phone right now, real quick.
You're drinking a latte and a Red Bull at the same time?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
That's
Adderall.
Liquid Adderall right there.
That's how you make your own. Don't try this at home, kids. I like so many different artists. I like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah.
I like
Maps and shit.
Yeah. I like Arcade Fire.
Fire, Suburbs, it's classic.
Yeah. I like Zach Bryan. I like some country. I like Lana Del Rey. I like you.
Of course, you like Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
Is like destroying a generation of women.
Yeah, we're all like sad in our nightgowns listening to Lana
Del Rey. Just like drinking wine and be like, I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't need that man. Yeah. And then crying.
I love Lana Del Rey too, though.
Lana Del Rey has a voice of an angel.
Yeah, she's dope.
She can sing about anything.
I just like her whole aesthetic, like her whole marketing approach, the way she go about it. Then she consistently releases music. She doesn't really take no breaks. It's almost like every year she dropping shit. So
yeah.
She's a studio monster.
I also like Florence from Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, Florence and the Machine. I don't really know too many Florence and the Machine songs, I don't think.
But she's got a good voice.
So wedding song.
Wedding song?
Yeah, what would be your wedding song? I guess some Lana Del Rey shit, huh?
I don't know if I could get married to Lana Del Rey.
I was just figuring that out. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out.
Right? Like, I feel like it's, like, too much. I think wedding song would be a Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young song.
I guess that's classy.
Called Our House. It's a song about being in love and having a house with someone you love.
Do you want to get married one day?
Yeah.
Do you? I feel like the women now, they don't really care about, like,
yeah, I want to get married, probably because I've made it this long without being married. So now I'm like, it seems nice to like have a partner. Why do you want to get married?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't think no men in my family has ever gotten married,
really.
So I just like to break the cycle.
You're the first man in your family to get married?
Yeah, I think my brother got married. I think my brother got married. But I think he probably just got married so he didn't have to pay child support no more.
Well, that works. Whatever works.
So what would be your funeral song?
Funeral song?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know, that's a dark one, ain't it?
Yeah, it's got to be something uplifting.
That's the same thing I said.
I think maybe a Beatles song.
The Beatles? What's up, Yellow Submarine?
No, not Yellow Submarine. That's a good question. Which one is Here Comes the Sun?
The Beatles got a lot of dark shit to them.
Here Comes the Sun?
I was watching the fucking, yeah, that's...
I'm dead, but here comes the sun.
I was watching the Charles Manson documentary the other night.
And, okay.
Yeah, because he believed taking acid. He believed that the Beatles song Helter Skelter was all about them trying to uplift black people to kill white people. So his whole plan was, that's what they say. That's a conspiracy theory too. So his whole plan was to, eventually let the race war start once the black people figure out that Helter Skelter mean kill whitey. And then he'll hide in a cave. And then after all the white people kill, he'll come out and then he'll be cool with the niggas and they'll run shit together.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know. So that's why, you know, the motherfuckers was going out. There's so many conspiracy theories with the Charles Manson shit, though. But Charles Manson, he lived a very troubled life. He lived a very troubled life, man.
Charles Manson.
Yeah, it's too many conspiracy theories. It's too many theories. They was out to get him. I'm going to go with that one, though. They was out to get him, man.
Charles?
Yeah, shouts out to Charles Manson.
Shouts out to Charles Manson. What up, Charlie?
Is there any artist or song that an ex ruined for you?
So many.
Really?
Yeah. The Smiths.
Oh, man.
I can't listen to The Smiths anymore. No. trying to think. Yeah.
The Smiths.
The Smiths.
You had an ex that listened to The Smiths all the time?
All the time.
Yeah. I seen that breakup coming.
Yeah.
He was on some other shit.
Yeah.
The Smiths, I've seen The Smiths live before. They kick ass.
Yeah, The Smiths are dope, but all the time.
Oh, not The Smiths. I'm thinking about The Killers.
I'm
thinking about The Killers.
The Killers.
Yeah. I get my white bands confused all the
You're
time.
You're like The Killers, The Smiths, same
yeah.
thing.
I forgot, yeah. Yeah, it's like the same shit, kind of.
It's
like,
not the same. They're so different.
I get my white bands mixed up sometimes. My favorite band is Joy Division, so.
Oh, so you like dark goth shit.
Yeah.
That's why you're probably friends with Christina P.
Yeah.
She loves Joy Division.
Main mommy. Yeah, Joy Division is my favorite band. And I would say like, but then after that, it'd be like nu metal.
Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Yeah, I love that song. I actually did a cover of that one time for fun.
You did?
Yeah.
That sounds like it would be cool.
Yeah, I did it to like a hip hop beat. It was dope. But yeah, I love Joy Division. But then after that, I would say I go to like nu metal. I like Korn and fucking...
Korn?
Hell yeah. I mean, Korn was the first band that I think I really listened to. It was easy to transition because they had like elements of hip hop in their shit.
Yeah,
Korn. So it was like Korn, Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down. So that was like the first rock album that I bought.
Dude, there was this video of the guy from Korn just shopping for furniture in Bakersfield randomly. Yeah,
that's where they're from.
On Instagram.
I've actually had a chance to meet Jonathan Davis. I actually did a remix for them not too long ago. It was dope, man. Just
really?
Because I look up to Korn. They just actually dropped a dope-ass Adidas collab. They sent me the
like
shit.
Furniture shopping.
Yeah, Jonathan Davis. That's the homie. I actually met him. We was on a cruise together.
You were?
Yeah, and saw him in the hallway. Was like, man, you changed my life, man.
Were you guys just happened to be on the same cruise?
It was Holy Ship.
Oh, okay, so it was like your performance.
Yeah, he was on. I think him and he had like a dubstep group with Tommy Lee.
What?
Yeah, I think that it didn't go on for too long, but I think he was there with Tommy Lee. They were doing like a dubstep thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Holy Shit was great, but that was during like my Molly era. I was just on the shit ton of Molly all the time.
Oh, I thought you said Miley, like no, Miley Cyrus. I was like, Miley. Oh, your Miley era. You had one too.
No, I. Don't. You had a Miley Cyrus era?
No, not really.
I was about to say.
She's got a good voice.
So what band or artist do you think is underrated?
Underrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's a good question. I think Florence from Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine is underrated. Are they kind of cracking though?
They are, yeah.
I wouldn't say they underrated.
All right, then who's underrated? Let me look. I like Sharon Van Etten. You know who that is?
No.
She's really good. That's her.
Sharon Van Etten. Is this like
She's like kinda indie. She sings Every Time the Sun Comes Up.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Check it out. She's good. She has a good voice.
Chad, who I think is underrated. Chad came to my crib this weekend. We hung out, and I got to put him up on the Frost Children.
Yeah, it was great.
The Frost Children is, man, that's
What's
my favorite.
The Frost Children?
Frost Children, man, they fucking dope, man. They like, oh, man. But I feel like, I feel like their time is coming. It's going to come.
Damn, they look cool.
Yeah, they're cool. It's a brother and sister duo, you know, and they out here killing shit. Like, they just... I don't know. That's my favorite. That's my favorite group right now.
What do they sound like?
They all over the place. They got some electric shit. They got some real like indie band shit. I mean, they range, man. It's so crazy. They make you can never put their finger. Every time you think you got them figured out, they switch it up. So, but it's like hyper pop shit.
Cool.
And then like but then the last album they put out was more like some indie rock kind of shit. Even though I don't understand what is the genre of indie rock. What is that supposed to mean? Like, rock is just rock, right?
Yeah. I feel like that's where they put a lot of things they don't know where to put.
Yeah.
They're same. Like, it's new, and it's rock. It's indie rock.
Yeah. So, shouts out to the Frost. I definitely want to work with them, so hopefully.
The Frost Children.
Yeah, they said they're going to be in Austin in March, I think. I'm going to try to link up with them before I get out on the road and shit.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, shouts out to the Frost Children. What do you listen to when you get sad?
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor is a beast.
Double down with the sadness.
Did you ever see that phase when Sinead O'Connor first started being on Twitter and she was looking for dudes to give her anal sex?
No.
That was like a whole thing. She was bugging.
She was trying to get ass fucked on Twitter.
She was just saying, like, man, if you ain't trying to hit the ass, I don't want to fuck with you. She was Yeah, she was. I swear, Google this shit. I at least do it once a year. Be like, did this really happen?
Sinead O'Connor looking for anal.
I think this is when Twitter first came out, and she just was wilding on it. I forgot it was somebody she wanted to. I can't. Don't get me to lying. But yeah, she was on She's Twitter fooling, and she was like, yeah.
She's looking for ass play on Twitter.
Yeah, she didn't know.
That's a dark, dark day.
I didn't. You know, her actually, her documentary is really good too. If anything, man, I feel like Sinead O'Connor. I mean, she did have her moment, and you know, she was wilding out and shit. But I feel like a lot of people, she's like, I wouldn't say underrated, but she don't really get all the props she kind of deserved. But maybe it was a little self sabotage.
Yeah, she's Sinead tweeting O'Connor about looking for dick.
I forgot it was somebody she wanted to fuck. Man, she was kind of harassing them too.
She was?
Yeah. She was going crazy, though.
Was it Justin Bieber?
No, it wasn't Justin Bieber. It was a black dude. She was...
she was trying to get an ass play.
Must not be named Brian or Nigel was one of her requests.
Mm-hmm.
What? I want someone to fuck me in the ass, but his name better not be Nigel or Brian.
I thought she was a cool chick for this, though.
But what did Nigel and Brian do to hurt her?
Because I didn't see that. I didn't see that side of Sinead O'Connor ever, man. You know, I didn't see that coming from her. But she was,
yeah.
She was horny. She was horny on Maine.
I like me a hairy man, so buffed and or waxed need not apply.
Ew.
Must be very snuggly, not just wham bam.
Buff. Then, no, these are like the PC tweets, man. You got to see the real crazy shit. I mean, it's a rabbit hole listeners could go down on their own. I don't want to get too creepy.
A hairy man.
But yeah, she was wilding out. She was wilding out. All right, we'll get ready to get up out of here in a minute, man. Just spin the wheel one time.
Wow. Oh, a wheel?
Yeah, we spin the wheel. Dance Dance Revolution. You ever played Dance Dance Revolution?
I mean, yes, and I was bad at it.
Yeah, I suck at it too, but it is a fun game. I liked all those music games. I remember when that was like a whole thing with the Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and all that shit. Even though one thing I really did love about like Rock Band and all that shit, that it was putting like younger kids and shit up on dope ass music.
Yeah.
You know, like from before and shit. But Dance Dance Revolution, and when you see a person that's a pro in that shit, it's almost like, yeah, you ain't got no life. It's almost kind of like, it's kind of cringy in some sense, but.
They got the fucking, they got the moves. What is it? They're touching the bar.
Yeah, they holding the bar, fucking, then they just rain dancing on that motherfucker. Yeah, yep. Look at them.
Wow.
Look at
them. Mm-hmm.
Getting jiggy with it.
I don't want to look like that.
It is kind of embarrassing to see you in public, though.
Do it at home.
I mean,
do it in the privacy of your own house.
Dance Dance Revolution setup has to be real expensive. I'm pretty sure not most kids, you know.
Don't have that.
Yeah, you just can't be copping that. But, I mean, look, killing it. Killing it. This motherfucker, you know he play hacky sack and shit. Yeah, Dance Dance Revolution, man. Are you a video game person?
Not really.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, of course I am.
You are?
Even though Steve-O, he made me feel like a bad person to playing video games a lot.
Why?
Because he said, you don't have no life if you sit around playing video games all the time. And I was like, damn, man, he kind of right. So I haven't been playing video games as much as of late. But I've been making music and shit, so I've just been concentrating on that. But I've been, you know, I throw some Baldur's Gate on.
Video game reviews.
Baldur's Gate?
Yeah.
You like that? What else is there? Fortnite?
I don't play no games like that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what kind of games you play.
Fortnite.
Stardew
that's like,
Valley?
No, that's like some normie shit, man. Like,
what do you play?
I like role-playing games.
Role-playing games?
Yeah. Japanese role-playing
they
games.
They have role-playing games on video games?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're mixing like your kink with your video
no,
game.
No, it's not that kind of role-playing.
Oh, well, when I hear role-playing, that's what
I
think.
Yeah, but it's not that kind of role-playing.
I think
game.
It's like a it's sexy so like teacher-student role-play or
like
something.
It's like a deep story, like Final Fantasy and Baldur's Gate, you know, Fallout. It's more just...
Fallout.
And I like turn-based. I like turn-based.
You know
RPGs.
What I like? Boss levels. I don't know.
Boss levels.
You got like, XCOM,
I don't know anything
Dan?
About...
Huh?
You fuck with XCOM?
No.
If you like turn-based, you fuck with XCOM. There's gambling in that shit, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's random shit. You got to play it.
All right.
It's smart as hell. You'll like
yeah,
it.
Like Zelda's like a role-playing game. I guess Zelda could be considered role-playing. I never really thought about it like that.
I think Robin Williams' daughter's name is Zelda.
Yeah, that's a dope-ass
Isn't
name.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, but all right, that's enough. All right, we get ready to get up out of here. You got some shit you want to plug?
You can follow me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me every Monday on This Bitch Podcast and every Wednesday on Shank. When does this come out? Do we know?
Ain't no telling.
All right, yeah, at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter for show dates. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming through. It's so fun kicking
so
it
much
with you.
Fun.
We love y'all motherfuckers, man. See y'all next week, same time, same channel. Y'all know what's up. Peace.
Hell yeah. Bye.